Our first reading today includes one of the most important visions from the Old Testament in the book of the prophet Daniel. And he sees one like a son of man coming on the clouds. And the symbolism of someone coming on the clouds indicates divinity, that this is a divine person coming from heaven. But when he's called the son of man, that indicates that he's human. So this is someone who is both human and divine, who receives from the ancient one dominion, glory, and kingship over all nations and all peoples. One of the reasons why this vision is so important is because more than any other title, Jesus refers to himself most often as the Son of Man. So by using that title, he's identifying himself as the one who's going to fulfill this vision. So one day he is going to return in glory and majesty on the clouds of heaven, and all nations, all government leaders, all peoples will be subject to his rule. And so when he came the first time as a baby in Bethlehem, his glory was veiled. But when he returns again, he's going to be revealed in glory and majesty. In our second reading today from the book of Revelation, calls Jesus the Alpha and the Omega. So I wanted to spend a few minutes reflecting on what that means to be the Alpha and the Omega. The Alpha and the Omega are the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. And so when St. Bede, who's one of the doctors of the church, wrote about this, he said that that Jesus is the Alpha because all of us were created by him. He is our beginning. All of us come from him. And he is our Omega because he is our final fulfillment. Each one of us finds our fulfillment in him. And so I wanted to reflect upon what that means a little deeper. I think it's more clear what it means that that he is the Alpha, like we are all created by him. None of us would exist, and none of us would be here if he did not create us and bring us into existence. But what does it mean that he is our fulfillment? That he is our end? Well, one of the reasons is because we have all committed sin, but yet we were not created to commit sin. You know, we've all lied, we've been selfish, we've been angry, we've been greedy, we've been lustful. You know, every one of us has committed sin. But it's only in Jesus Christ that we find forgiveness for that sin, and that we're purified from it, and we're freed from our guilt, so that we can attain our inner integrity. It's only because of Jesus Christ that we'll one day be able to stand before God purified from sin. And so he's our fulfillment because it's only in him that we find our inner integrity. He's also our fulfillment because we were created to know truth. And it's only in Jesus Christ that we find the fullness of truth. It's only in him that we find the purpose of our lives. We don't know what we're created for until we find Jesus Christ. It's in him that we find the value of every human life, and it's him that reveals who God is and that we are created to be with God forever and to be in a relationship with him. So it's only in Jesus Christ that we discover what we were created for. And he's also our fulfillment because we were created for immortality. None of us are created to end in death. We're created to live forever. And so it's only in Christ that we find the resurrection and the promise of eternal life. And ultimately, we're created to delight in the goodness of God forever, to be able to adore him for all eternity. And, our worship in this life, as we come to Mass, that trains us to reflect upon the goodness of God and to delight in his goodness and to worship him. That prepares us for eternal life, and that teaches us and it forms us how to worship and adore God. And so Jesus Christ is our fulfillment because it's in him that we find forgiveness of sins. It's in him that we find truth. It's in him that we find immortality. And it's in him that we find the worship and adoration that we're created for. You know, our culture today is infected by secularism, which is a rejection of God. And it's a belief that we can find fulfillment by human means alone. by entertainment, you know, YouTube or, you know, watching movies or television or sports, you know, that those things can fulfill us. Or the belief that we can find fulfillment through wealth, through accumulating material possessions, or through technology or medical advances. You know, the reality is we're not created through technology or through entertainment or through wealth, and we're not going to find fulfillment through entertainment or technology or through wealth. You know, Jesus Christ is the one who created us, and it's in him that we find fulfillment. And so the question for us is, have we recognized that Jesus Christ is our Alpha and our Omega? That he is the one who we originate in, and he is the one that we will find fulfillment in. Have we recognized that without Jesus Christ, we will never find fulfillment? Everything else is an empty and a false promise, and it's only in Jesus Christ that we'll find fulfillment. You know, when Jesus Christ returns in glory upon the clouds of heaven, you know, that is going to be the single most important determination of our entire existence. You know, we'll stand before Christ, and it will be revealed whether we have accepted Jesus Christ and his kingship or whether we've rejected him. And so I encourage us to acknowledge, as we celebrate this feast day of Christ the King, you know, it's a reminder to us of who Jesus Christ is. And so I encourage each one of us to acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our end, that we come from him and we find fulfillment in him, and to embrace his reign, which means to accept every single one of the teachings that he's given to us through scripture and through his church, to embrace it, those teachings in their totality, and to embrace the sacraments that he gave us, and to embrace a life of prayer. You know, the Lord has given us all of these things so that we can find our true selves. And so it's when we embrace Jesus Christ as our King unconditionally and allow him to reign in every area of our lives that we find our true selves, and we'll find ourselves ultimately prepared to stand before him with hope and with love when he returns in glory. So I encourage us to reflect upon our lives and to look at the areas that perhaps we're not allowing Jesus Christ to reign, but allow him to be our beginning and our end in all things. And when we do that, we will find our true fulfillment.